Yes, twitch.tv/chillvanilla5, live every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Chat with us while we bullshit about anime. YouTube, Chill Vanilla Podcast, audio episodes, anchor.fm/chillvanilla5 will get you to most of the major ones, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Social medias are down below, and links to all the other stuff's in that QR code, if you fancy. Well, sorry everyone, this one's going to be a short episode since Allison's an idiot and was muted for 23 minutes. I'm going to cut to the point where he actually can be heard again, but hopefully it's not a deterrent to come check us out another time. Yeah, I'm hearing it on stream now.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird.
God damn it, Allison.
I know, you know, it's what I do best.
All right, as we were saying, so that means we're going to have 20 minutes of half a conversation, you fucking...
Has it really just not been going? Like, nobody can hear me?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
Stupid motherfucker. All right,
anyway.
As I was saying, I liked how the bad guy, Kuroko, was, he wasn't like some super powerful bad guy that they had to fight. Like, you know, it's we got to train and work together to overcome this super badass powerful guy. But it's like, but it's more of he's a little bitch, but he's super smart and like, and conniving. Because, like, when Milo went into their base and attacked him, but then he like shot him with that, like that puppet mushroom thing.
Yeah.
Like shit like that, where it's like he's not, but then he gets punched in the face easy and knocked the fuck out easy. And it's like,
yeah, he's not a good fighter. Like, he's a really shitty fighter as far as that's concerned. But he's really fucking smart. And so I think that's why, I'm like, he's a genuinely good, genuinely good villain. Because it's like he has zero redeeming values. First off, zero. There's nothing about him that you're like, you know what? Kudos to you, bro. You're awesome. No, there's not a fucking thing. He's insufferable. And at the same time, it's like, I hate that you're fucking smart. Like, could you not be shitty? Just like dumb as shit. Just make fuck up left and right. No, you're smart as shit. You got a whole fucking army. The government is yours, basically. So cool. Yeah, it's just he's got a lot going for him as a villain, and I appreciate the attention to detail of making him not this really boring basic ass fucking villain. Like, is he like the greatest villain ever made in fucking anime? Absolutely not. Like, if you pit him up against some of the other great villains in anime, he's probably like a 6, a 7. Just because he's intelligent as fuck. Like, he pre-plans and he has the money to do whatever the fuck he wants and can bend the government to his will. So, you know, that kind of helps as far as that bump up to a 7. You know, but dialogue-wise, execution of his plans, all that shit, he's interesting to watch. Love to hate him, put it that way.
Yeah. I'm glad he got his fucking head shot in, though, at the end.
Ah, so good. Satisfying.
Satisfaction. Now, I'm going to get to the part where I was like, I wish they would have kept it. Bisco dying in the lava.
Yep.
And even the Kurokoa guy, he, like, took over in the big rust bath, basically. Mm-hmm. He fucking took over the machine body and, like, brought it to life, and it's like, dude, homeboy got sunk in lava. How the fuck is he alive? And same with Bisco too. Well, yeah, it was stupid. Bisco should have been dead. They're like, they could have done that in many other ways to make it more reasonable that he was alive. He shouldn't have been alive.
So, like, I figured that
unless they come out later and talk about how, like, the Mushroom Keepers, I know they have special blood, but, like, they're superhumans or something, apparently, because the fucker just melts in lava and then his body comes back intact somehow.
Well, my thing was, whenever Kurokawa came back, I was like, would they bring back Bisco then? Because they're both
mushroom keepers. As soon as I saw that, I was like, yeah, they're probably bringing Bisco
back. Yeah, I was like, I wonder. And then, of course, they have the Avengers moment with Captain America, basically. Yeah. Where he goes out of fucking nowhere, and it's like, what? Bisco's back? Yeah, the whole lava pit shit kind of irritated me, because I was like, okay, cool, they're gonna move past this dude. It's an interesting twist to the story. Let's see how they pull it off, because I thought that maybe they were gonna pull out some shit out of their ass with zero explanation. Honestly, I wouldn't have minded that, of it being like, hey, by the way, Needle is actually a mushroom keeper. You know, he was born from a mushroom keeper or whatever the fuck. He was never told or some shit like that. And, like, some weird power gets channeled from him being a doctor and him using all those goddamn shots in the neck. Yeah, it just, like, unlocks it somehow. It's like a catalyst. So I figured that's what was happening, is what it was leading up to, because he kept... And I was like, okay, well, he's going to collapse and die, or he's going to gain some superhuman ability. And it'd be like, holy shit, he's actually a mushroom keeper. So, yeah, that didn't happen. They went the safe route and picked Bisco to come back. So,
well, I didn't even think they were going to let Bisco die. When he was in the lava, I was like, okay, maybe like Milo's going to just shoot a mushroom down into dipshit's body and just boop him up. I was like, they've done that 100 other times. It's like, why wouldn't they do that now?
I remember he couldn't trust his aim, so.
Yeah, but that was like the whole... But it's not even about that. It's more of like he... Because remember the whole time they were like, oh, just aim near where you're shooting, and as long as you got the mushrooms in there, it'll kind of do what you want.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. They pushed that thing like the whole journey. Was his aim wasn't great, but he could get close enough that it would do what he needed it to do. I mean, they could have easily had him shoot that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I let that one slide because I was like, you know what, whatever. It's the story's good so far. The intro's dope. Like I'm just enjoying the experience. I'm
not gonna. They haven't explained all of the world yet, and kind of because like we didn't get into any depth or information really about the mushroom keepers other than they had a village somewhere.
Correct.
That was you could. There's a lot of stuff they could add to it that could justify that a little more.
True, but I don't think they're gonna make another season.
They fucking better.
Or at least I don't think anytime soon, put it that way. I think the manga's done. I could definitely look that up, but that requires actual, you know, work on my part. So yeah, I would say
wife for the week.
First off, get out of my head, bro. I would say that we should probably utilize this time to bring back Waifu of the Week, since we actually have a show that we can do that with this time around.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious, but, you know.
Minor details. So, well, I'm going to send it.
Waifu of the Week.
It's Pawu. Like, obviously.
Obviously.
If you don't know why,
look at watch the show. Melons.
If you don't know why, watch the show or just Google Pawu Sabakui Bisco. And yeah, you'll understand why we're like, for sure. She reminds me of the chick off of Kill la Kill. That was like the student body president or whatever the fuck.
Ain't seen it.
Similar clothing and like sternness, but then of course she kind of lightens up towards the end there.
Well, yeah, she wanted my boy Bisco.
Of course, she wanted that Schmeet. Get the hero Schmeet.
Now I will say, Milo, as good as Milo's character development was, homeboy was a little bit clingy.
Super clingy. To Bisco. Like, you're my friend. I don't have any friends. Almost.
Yeah, it was almost a little weird clingy at the end there. I was like, okay, dude.
Yeah, it's a little
sus. We get your best friends, but like...
A little sus. I was like, hey, chief, like, I understand, you know, all in the family, but
You just got through your arc of being badass independent, fighting the monster by yourself before Bisco came back, and then Bisco come back and you start crying like a little bitch again. Don't leave me again.
Fucking whale cry. We're gonna die together, bro. I'm like, oh god. It's fine though. I was like, I'll let him have it. He's a dope character. I'll let him have it.
He's a sensitive boy.
He's a little sweet boy, but we love him.
Alright, we're gonna wrap this fucker up.
Summary. Great show. Definitely worth the watch. It's a quick watch too. It's 12 episodes. It's balls to the wall. I wouldn't say, actually no, fuck that. I will say it's better than, if you've watched Akudama Drive, it is better than that as far as like balls to the wall coherent story beginning to end. The resolution is quick and easy. No crazy shit other than, of course, the weird like, how the fuck is he back? But other than that, you can kind of look past that just because of the action. The soundtrack is fucking great. The intro, great. The battle music, great. The travel music, great. Everything is fucking awesome. Love the soundtrack. Soundtrack alone is a 10 out of 10. If I were to go off of chunks here. Soundtrack, it turns out to fucking 12 out of 10. I gotta see if I can find that bitch. I'm gonna have it added as a playlist. Anyways, the character development, amazing. It was great. I say amazing. It was very good. It was good for the show. It wasn't overdone and it wasn't undersold. It was just right. No Goldilocks. The villain, worth a watch. He's the standard issue big bad, but he's actually smart and not just my money. I'm smarter than you because I'm rich. He whole ass is like, if Batman were evil though, because my man said if I got prep time I can win any fight. So there's that. But overall, I would say again, worth the fucking watch. If you got some spare time, you got a couple hours on like a Saturday or some shit, binge that shit. 12 episodes, I give it a fucking 8 out of 10. It's worth the watch. 100%.
Final rating?
8. All around. Overall, 8 out of 10.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. It was good.
Indeed.
Good animation. A nice, like, unique story. As well, unique story is in unique world and kind of characters. Mm. I mean, obviously, a lot of them have kind of basic plots, but at the same time, it works. It's well put together, good character. Not a lot of characters to really have to worry about, but they did good with all the ones that they put focus on, and it's just a good quick watch. Paced it good for the 12 episodes. We've seen plenty that don't pace well for the number of episodes they pick to do. I hope they do a season 2. I hope. It'd be my hope. Mine's same, 8 out of 10. It's good. Couple weird things here and there. I like the weird ass animals, machines, but you know.
Yeah.
That's just part of the unique, just the unique world they built there with that one.
The snail jets and all that shit. It's fucking strange. The evil pufferfish with like human teeth.
Yeah.
The fucking giant worm of doom that has like human arms and fingers and shit.
Oh, legs. Yeah, I saw that shit. That's so weird as hell.
Fucking gross. I hated that. I was like, I'm not a fan whatsoever. It's like a schlong with hands and feet. Like,
fuck all that. Yeah, so obviously, if you joined early, you realize Allison's a fucking moron and had his mic muted. But Chill Vanilla 5. Twitch.tv/ChillVanilla5 every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We live. YouTube, Chill Vanilla Podcast, anchor.fm/ChillVanilla5 for audios. Has Spotify, Apple, all the good shit.
Yep.
That's it.
That's bees, the owls of it. Yeah, appreciate everybody coming out tonight. And dealing with me and my stupidity of not realizing that my mic was not fucking monitoring, so that was nice. But hey, we're fucking doing it live, okay? We're fucking doing it live, all right? And so anybody listening to this shit on the audio version, you're going to be like, why is there dead space for 9 years? You know what? Fuck it. I said some really good shit. You'll just never know. You'll figure it out, bitch. Hey, guess what? I said some really profound shit, and none of you will ever know what the fuck I said. So that's all that matters. But yeah, love you guys. See y'all later. Peace out.
Later.